today.
It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jason Howe, detective, he is with me, and we are talking logistics. We're talking bureaucracies. We're talking where things can be improved so missing children can be found faster and those who made them missing can be held accountable much faster as well, kind of basing it on the observations in the case of Lori Vallow Daybell. You are obviously in this industry with what you do, or I shouldn't say industry, you're in this career field as a detective. If you were to be able to snap your fingers and say, okay, here's how we are reforming things, here's how we are changing things, from a kind of a generalized viewpoint, what would some of those things be to make this more efficient, so there aren't children that go missing for months and months and months before serious investigations are actually initialized?
It would just be better coordination with other authorities in other jurisdictions, you know, using the technology that we have available, using tools so that we can actually coordinate better with the cases and the case management, letting other people know how important this is. You know, that's really what you have to be able to apply in this job. If you don't have access to those tools, everyone's going to have finite budgets. They're going to have a finite amount of time, a finite amount of personnel to be able to contribute. But when you coordinate and you use tools that may be low cost or free to agencies, that will help you improve that coordination.
Is it really, from what I'm understanding, some of the biggest barriers being having enough personnel to be able to do these sort of things? Because there's, you know, one person can only do so much. And if you have a big caseload, yeah, you're trying to prioritize, but everyone's fallible. We're human beings trying to do the best that we can. And then you have the different rules, the different policies between jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Should more of those things be more like mainstreamed, if you will, where across the board jurisdictions have here's the same policies that we operate under in this state or this country. So there's not so much, well, this is how we do things over here and this is how we do things over there. I mean, it's almost kind of reminiscent of the problems that they have with voting, and people complain, well, they use this system there, they use that system over here, we have this policy over there, and it takes forever for all of the pieces talking to each other to actually get together with answers. It kind of seems that way with police work, almost from department to department and jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
There is a little bit of that. And even, you know, when I'm dealing with cases that go outside of my normal jurisdiction, you know, I'm dealing with other law enforcement agencies, big and small, you know, it's really about how do I get the right person on the phone, you know? Yeah. And I spend a lot of my time when I'm trying to coordinate cases with other agencies, just getting in touch with the person that has the case assigned to them. We all have different record management systems. There's always a procedure in place from one jurisdiction that might not be in another jurisdiction. So even something as simple as, can I get a copy of the incident report that you have in your area? You know, some agencies want letterheads. Some agencies want pin messages from a DCI terminal sent to them. Some will freely just email it to you. But it seems like there are different rules for different places, and coordinating those actually takes a lot of time. So, sure, you know, you could be out there looking, but in the meantime, you also have to get your case built together. Yeah. You have to spend a lot of time on the telephone, going from jurisdiction to jurisdiction and making sure you meet whatever policies they're requesting from you.
It's interesting because, I mean, from the human aspect, y'all have like good intent. The intent is let's get this solved. Let's go there. But then when it goes into the system, it is the bureaucracy. It's the, this is this policy. We have to do it this way and that way. It's the system that slows things down far more than the goals of the detectives and the officers than anything else.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is just the amount of work that gets done at law enforcement agencies. Again, with the finite personnel, you know, we tailor our organizations to what works best from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. You know, there's cities that need large patrol forces broken down into precincts or broken down into sectors.
Yeah.
And, you know, some jurisdictions don't have those. There's also jurisdictions that have different divisions for their investigators. So you need to make sure when you call a larger agency, am I getting the violent crime unit? Am I getting the special victims unit? Am I getting the robbery unit? Who is it that I need to talk to about this particular case? And that takes time out of your day to manage that.
And how do you know who to talk to? Like when you call around for something like that, is it like, I need to talk to the detective that's handling this specific case? Or is it a lot of digging just from you get to the front desk and, you know, they may not be the most informed, if you will, on procedure or who does this or that. And just, well, you're supposed to be talking to that person. Well, I thought I was. Well, it's over here. Is it a lot of kind of jump around trying to find the right person?
So sometimes with our databases, there's tons of databases out there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, from our records management system, we can interconnect with other agencies that use the same system. Not everybody does, but the ones that do, I can actually pull up which officers are on those cases. I can use other databases like Index, which is managed by the FBI through the CJIS portal.
Uh-huh.
You can go into Index and that might list an investigator that's assigned to a particular case. So that saves me a little bit of time when I have a name. But if I don't have that name, then I'm going to have to call around. I might get an administrative assistant. You know, there's not a lot of law enforcement executives that answer their phone or have a direct line out there from chief to sheriffs across the country. I usually have to call the main number and start with administrative assistant, explain to her who I am, where I work at, and, you know, ask what's needed of me if I need to get a full copy of your report. You know, not just the public sheet where it shows the date and time of the crime and what crime committed, but I need the narratives. I need the supplements to this case. I want to see the full case report. And how do I go about getting that from you?
Interesting. Do you see this improving over time with technology and the ways that we have of communicating? Is it always going to be this kind of jumbled mess, if you will, or is this just kind of, you know, it's worked like this forever? It's they, you know, sometimes that's how it goes. It just kind of stays like that forever. Or do you see improvements here?
No, it's definitely improvements. Again, you know, with the access to computers and computer databases, it makes it a lot easier. It's just that not every agency is connected to those just yet. But the more agencies that come online and start, you know, entering data into these databases, whether it's through, you know, automatic means or whether you actually log on and input information of your case, mm-hmm. The more that utilize these databases, the better the interoperability works. The better case management, especially with multi-jurisdictional cases, the better those cases work.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Detective Jason Howe, thank you so much for your time. Always love talking to you and getting your insight. Very valuable to all of us. Hey, you can get an ad-free experience of the show if you'd like it. Just go to Apple Podcast and subscribe over there. You can get 3 days free. Go and check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.